You are listening to an Elam Christian Center podcast. We hope that you are inspired, encouraged, and empowered by the message you are about to hear.
We're talking today about when you give. When you give. So let's read our verse in Matthew 6, starting at verse 1, where it says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." So, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. I read this passage and sort of been looking at it in the weeks leading up to this message. And a thought came to me that I've had many, many times over the last, especially over the last couple of years. And the thought that I began to ponder on, or the question I began asking myself, was this: does anyone do anything in secret anymore? Is there any privacy in our lives anymore? I mean, is there anything that isn't put out there on social media for the entire world to see? Even we see post after post after post of people setting up their quiet time with their coffee and their Bible and their journal just conveniently open, with their pen sitting there, and then they snap a selfie of themselves having their quiet time, just me and Jesus and everyone else on social media. People video themselves doing like pretty much everything. Videos of people cooking their dinners, going for their walks, in the gym, putting on their makeup, making the school lunches, putting together a flat pack, literally everything. And I wonder often how much more people would get done in their day if they didn't have to pause to video everything. I think we'd be more productive without social media for more reasons than just the obvious. We live in a time where nothing is just done. It's always done and posted about. Am I right? And we joke about it though, don't we? Because if we don't post about it, did it really happen? But the sad reality of this is that this is exactly the kind of thing that Jesus was talking about in Matthew 6. He said to them, "Don't announce it with trumpets." Maybe if he was to say that to us today, he might say, "Hey guys, stop posting about it." Because we might not announce it with trumpets, but you know we will be counting the comments and the likes and the shares. Francis Chan says this about this generation. He says, "We hide our sin, but post our good deeds." But the Bible says to confess your sin to one another and hide your good deeds. We do exactly the opposite of what Scripture tells us to do. And so if this is the case, then let's look at what Jesus is really trying to say to us and communicate to us in this verse. What is Jesus really saying in this passage? Well, he's saying, number one, it's when, not if. It's when, not if. Giving and generosity, which is the theme of this passage we're looking at today, is core to what it means to be a follower of Jesus. How do I know this? Because Jesus says, when you give, not if you give. When you give, not if you give. It's if, it's not if, it's when. And when he says, when you give, he's making the assumption that whether or not you give is actually not up for discussion. It's when, not if. It's just something we do. And when he, and then he gives us a way to do it. As believers, giving is simply a part of who we are. One of the things you've got to understand about my dad is that one of the most endearing things about him is that he likes to annoy people. In like that cheeky, teasing, in the little things kind of way. The number of times I have been in the kitchen making my toast, for example, in the morning, and I put my toast down and I turn to the fridge to get my spreads, and when I turn around, my toast is gone. Dad's moved it. He thinks he's hilarious. He thinks, ha-ha, she'll never guess it was me. And he picks up my toast while I've got my back turned and he moves it to another part of the kitchen, and then, of course, I'm looking for my toast everywhere. Well, it used to drive me crazy when I lived at home. Well, before we got married, still living at home with my toast-moving father, my granddad came to visit from the UK, and he spent a couple of months living with us. And on the first morning with granddad there, he and I were in the kitchen and I was making toast. And I put my toast down and I turn around to get the spreads out of the fridge. I turn around and you'd guess it, wouldn't you? My toast is gone. I look around for my toast and sure enough, granddad has taken my toast and moved it to another part of the kitchen, again thinking he's absolutely hilarious. My dad was just like his father. Over and over again in that trip, I'd look at them both and I'd realize that many of the things my dad did was simply a reflection of the man who raised him. This is what giving is like for us as believers. When we give, we're just like him. We're just like him. When we give, we are offering a reflection of who God is. When we give, we're saying to others, God is good. He's a good God. When we give, we're saying God is a provider. We're saying God is a provider and we can trust and have confidence in his provision. When we give, we're saying God is kind and he is a generous God. When we give, we're saying God is the creator and he owns all things. And so we might say this, we might say that giving isn't an activity, it's actually an expression of identity. It's an expression of identity. This is who we are as believers, to live generously. We are people that give generously because we are made to be like our God who gives generously. It's a reflection of who he is. And the challenge for some of us today is that maybe for some, it's still if. But maybe God is saying today, maybe God wants us to move from an if to a when. Will you start living today generously, with generosity as one of those non-negotiables in your life? It's not up for discussion. Jesus is saying, when you give, not if you give, when you give. Maybe it's time today to move from an if to a when. It's when, not if. What else is Jesus saying in this passage? He's saying, number two, it's more than what you give. It's more than what you give. This passage says, when you give, don't give in a way that puts it on show for everyone. Jesus here, he's like, I'm not actually interested in the show. I'm not interested in your outward appearance of righteousness. He's saying, what I'm more interested in is the inward transformation that takes place through my righteousness, through Christ's righteousness. And I think what Jesus is getting at here is that biblical giving is more about the heart of the giver than the gift of the giver. We put a whole lot of emphasis on what is being given, but Jesus is saying, I want more emphasis to be placed on the heart of why you are giving. It's more than what you give. About 10 years ago, Steve and I, we had a bit of savings in a bank account and we had plans for those savings. But something strange started to happen, and some of you will have heard me talk about this before. Something strange started to happen to both Steve and I. Every time we came to give in a mission offering or a vision offering or any kind of above and beyond offering, we just felt a leading or a nudging or just something inside us to say, double the amount. Double the amount. We would usually talk about what we were going to give. You know, whenever there was an offering, we'd say, what do you feel we should give? And we'd agree on amount we thought the Lord was saying. And every time we would look at each other and we'd both say, I think we need to double it. But it was always comes with a question mark, right? Like, every time we'd be like, oh Lord, really? Double it? But we obeyed and we did it. And when we started, then we started to feel God leading us to pay for stuff for other people. So we might be out for dinner with friends and we felt, we both would feel like we should pay for the table, pay for the meal. And sometimes it was rather large. And so we, every time we swiped the card, we knew that our savings were getting less and less and less and less. And eventually by the end of that season, we had nothing left in that bank account. But if I left the story there, it wouldn't really be a full reflection or representation of what happened, because the truth of it was our bank account balance was subtracting, but there was a whole lot more being added to us. It changed us. This whole season completely transformed the way we looked at our money, our finances, our giving, our offerings, our tithe, our stewardship, our possessions. Where once we hesitated in our giving, you know what that's like, eh? You kind of hesitate, close your eyes and give it. We just stepped out in confidence and gave. We jumped right in. Where once we wanted to hold on to our stuff and our finances, all of a sudden we would give. We would find it a joy to give. See, what we realized is what it would have been really easy for us to feel like every time was a subtraction to us. But in actual fact, the reality of what we saw in our life was that every time we gave, God added. And he didn't just add, he multiplied. And the end of the story goes that the plans we felt like we were laying down in order to give as God wanted us to, God still enabled us to do it. He just did it in a different way. And 10 years on, as we have continued in those same habits of living generously that he taught us in that really definitive season, and God has continued to add to us in ways we never dreamed or imagined. See, here's what I learned. I learned that giving is not a subtraction, it's an addition. Giving is not a subtraction, it's an addition. And the addition is more often what happens on the inside of us, the giver. The transformative work that takes place for us is not just about the receiver of what is given, but it's about the one who gives. That is the real reward for generous living. Giving doesn't just meet a need. Giving actually opens a door for God's abundance, and it's the giver that gets to walk through that door. So the challenge today is maybe you're not sure. Maybe you're not sure about this whole thing of giving and being generous, and maybe you often give with your eyes closed, not sure if you want to or not. Maybe your tendency is to hold on, but my challenge for every single one of us today is maybe we just need to start small and see what God does. Maybe we just need to take that step of obedience like Steve and I did and just watch as God meets you there. Just see what he does. The last thing, but the key to this passage is this. Here's what I think Jesus is saying. I'm going to ask the keys to come and join me now. It's better not to tell. Number three, it's better not to tell. When Jesus says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, he's saying to them, hey guys, it's better not to tell. Have you ever noticed that Jesus did so many epic miracles in the Bible? And then at the end of the miracle, he always said to them, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Man, can you imagine how annoying that would be? Like, what is up with that? Imagine if Jesus raised a person from the dead at your dinner party, and then he said, you're not allowed to post it on socials. You'd be like, oh man, that was so cool. I can't tell anyone. It seems strange to us, doesn't it? It's puzzling. It seems odd to us because it's really different from how we operate today. Nearly every other day, a post pops up on social media or on Facebook or on Instagram or on TikTok or whatever, and people are like, come with me as I feed the homeless today. Or they'll post selfies of them doing good deeds. Love donating these food hampers today, while they're like handing over a box with a smile on their face. But you know what? If we apply Matthew 6 to that scenario? Jesus is saying, when you do that, then that comment section, that's your reward. Jesus is saying, when you do that, then all those likes and all that recognition, that's your reward. Don't get me wrong. This verse is not saying don't do those things. By all means, give the food hamper. By all means, donate to the poor. By all means, care for the needy. Do all the right things. Just stop telling everyone. Because if you tell everyone about it, you will receive the limited reward of recognition from people instead of the abundant reward of recognition from God. And I think that's what Jesus is trying to say in this verse. So perhaps the challenge for us today is, if God asks me to give something significant and no one ever found out, would I still do it? If I wasn't allowed to tell anyone at all, would I still be able to part with that thing? Because the truth is this, when we post about it or when we tell about it, we get the glory. We get the glory. We get the honor. Oh, wow. You're so amazing. But when we just do it, God gets the glory. Instead of people saying, wow, look how generous Bex is, they'll say, wow, look how good God is. And I don't know about you, but I want to be the kind of person that points people to God and not myself. Amen? Come on, it's when, not if. It's more than what you give. And it's better not to tell. Let's pray together this morning. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you so much for these reminders that we've had in Matthew 6 over the last few weeks. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your teaching to us, for your word that's alive today. Thank you that we can make it real and relevant for us in the time that we are living in. And Lord, I pray just in this area of giving, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that giving's actually not as hard as it feels because it's part of who we are. And so, Lord, as we give, Lord, we want to be a reflection of you, of your goodness, of your kindness, of your generosity. And so I pray, Lord, that you would grow in each of us that part of who you are in us. Lord, would you increase our generosity? And God, would you help us to take steps of obedience even when it feels difficult, even when we don't want to, even when it might feel a challenge? Lord, I pray that you would change our mindset from a mindset of subtraction to a mindset of addition. Lord, that we might see your reward, not the reward of people, but your reward over our lives as we walk the journey of generosity. Father, help us to have a heart that says our intentions, our motivations are for the honor and glory of God, not for our own honor and glory. God, if there's something in us that needs to shift in this area of giving, would you begin a work in us? Would you pull us apart and begin to put us back together, oh God? Would you shift something in us? And God, I just really pray that as people begin to step out for you, Lord, that they would see and experience your goodness, your blessing, your favor, and your generosity over their lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be generous reflections of you. Thank you, Lord. Hey, I want to speak to one more group of people. And if you're watching online, I'm including you in this as well. And so just with your heads bowed and your eyes still closed, just want to be able to give an opportunity to anybody in the room today and online, if you're watching online as well. If you're saying, Bex, I don't even know God. I don't know him. Maybe you've walked away from him. Perhaps you did know him. You know, we see a number of people as well that come in here who were in church as a child, but as an adult, coming to a place of realization, of making a decision for themselves. And just really believe there are some people in the room and that's your position today. You made a decision as a child, but you know right now as an adult, you're living far from Him. I'm speaking to you today. I'm speaking to you online today. God loves you. He created you, and I'd love to invite you to pray a simple prayer with me. The truth is, God made you. He knows your name, and He's got a great plan for your life. We all sin, we all mess up, and that sin, it separates us from God. But God, in His grace, He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on a cross. And when He died, He took on Himself what you and I would do for our sin. And He extends to every one of us today His grace. He extends to you forgiveness for your past, new life right now, a hope for your future and an eternity with Him in heaven. And if that is you today, if you're saying, Bex, I need God in my life, if you don't know Him, if you're far from Him, I invite you now to join me as I pray this prayer. I'll say it out loud. You pray it in your heart, but I want you to mean it with everything that you've got. We say these words, we say, God, today I surrender my life to you. I know that I have sinned, but I believe, Jesus, you died for me. I turn from my old life and I turn to you now. Come in, be the Lord of my life and make me brand new today. I choose this day to live for you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this Elam Christian Center podcast. Please subscribe to keep hearing more life-changing messages. For more information about our church, please visit www.elamchristiancenter.org.nz.